WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Terry Gilliam began his career as the animator for Monty Python's Flying Circus, and then directed such madcap fantasies as Time Bandits, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, and the cult favorite, Brazil. His new film, The Fisher King, stars Jeff Bridges and Robin Williams. Critic Owen Gleiberman says it's a real change of pace.
There are three things you can safely say about Terry Gilliam. He has a gift for creating pop imagery that's spectacular and comically charged. He thinks nothing in the world is funnier than squalor. And he couldn't tell a straight story if you put a gun to his head. Now, though, this naughty boy surrealist has made a somewhat conventional Hollywood movie. It's got big-name stars, a contemporary New York setting, and a wacky yet sentimental storyline. Perhaps it's no surprise that with Gilliam at the helm, The Fisher King is a bit of a mess. Jeff Bridges stars as Jack Lucas, a smugly cynical talk radio host whose on-the-air rant inspires a deranged nerd to go on a killing rampage. Jack, who's stricken with guilt, quits the radio business and hits the bottle. The Fisher King is the story of his redemption, his return to humanity. One drunken night, Jack wanders into a dark corner of Manhattan and is saved from a vicious mugging by Perry, a homeless man played by Robin Williams. Perry is a former professor of medieval history who had a psychotic breakdown when his wife died. Now, he imagines himself a knight searching for the Holy Grail. Jack knows that Perry is crazy, but he starts hanging out with him anyway. He helps set up a date between Perry and a hopeless klutz named Lydia, played by Amanda Plummer. For a while, the Fisher King turns into a lunar version of Marty, the story of two lovable losers falling for each other under the urban sky. The act of bringing these two together helps reawaken Jack's spirit. It also rekindles his romance with a tough but nurturing video store owner, nicely played by Mercedes Rule.
I really think she went for him.
Oh, I know.
She went for him.
I can't believe it. I can't believe I did it.
Amo vincit omnia.
What?
It's Latin. It means love conquers all. I don't mean us. I don't mean us. I mean everybody else.
God, you think it'll work out?
Who knows? Who knows? You know, two people could be at a party together, sitting right across from each other and never find each other. Another two people could be on opposite sides of the world. Nothing could keep them apart.
The Fisher King is often corny and conventional, but nothing in the movie quite fits together. Why does the dour, sleazeball Jack come back to see Perry in the first place? Gilliam never establishes a convincing bond between the two men. And how can we believe in Perry anyway, when Robin Williams' manic shtick keeps undercutting the movie's reality? The Fisher King does have some funny and charming moments, especially when Williams and the wonderfully gawky Amanda Plummer go on their nerd's night out. As a director, though, Gilliam can't seem to find a tone. He lumbers from dark satirical scenes of Jack's radio show to fantasy visions of a faceless red knight to earnest domestic psychodrama. Much of the time, he's content to have Williams and Bridges just trudging around Manhattan. There's an air of thrift shop desperation to Gilliam's approach. When one of Perry's homeless buddies dons a dress and high heels and launches into a high-decibel cabaret number, it's literally such a showstopper that you realize the show is going to have trouble getting started again. If The Fisher King proves anything, it's that Terry Gilliam may be too idiosyncratic to go Hollywood, even if that's what he thinks he wants.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.